We'll call the meeting back to order.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,366. Nancy K. Peterman seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Quail Hollow Road, approximately 500 feet south of Tucker's Road, within the Doe Run subdivision. The 911 address is 15609 Quail Hollow Road, Greenwood, and the zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 430, map 11, parcel 46.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 12.5-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback for a carport. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nancy K. Peterman, 15609 Quail Hollow Road, Greenwood.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Go up to the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end.
Good evening. Good evening. I don't have any exhibits, just me. I am requesting a variance for a metal building that was put there by now an ex-husband for a motorhome. We have almost 2 acres, 1 3/4 acres, but it was put there because he extended the driveway and then did this himself, built the building. The backyard slopes, so that really is the only place that it could be put. Like I said, there's a slope there, so he couldn't move it over to the center. So the main reason for its existence where it is he extended the driveway straight back so that he could back the motorhome down and into this shed. The structure has no effect on the neighborhood. The only thing is I need the variance. I think that's all I have to say. It's an open arc type building.
Are you in Doe Run subdivision?
Yes.
So the variance was granted back in 95?
Is that when the building was? I was looking for a date as to when the building, of course I don't have any canceled checks of his, but I was looking at pictures of when it was going up and thinking maybe they would have dates. So is that the date? I don't remember the year that it was constructed, but maybe that's
the
it.
Yeah. The hearing for variance was 1995.
A certificate of compliance from the county was issued in 92.
I believe that references the dwelling.
I don't think that's the structure. I don't think there's ever been a variance request.
Variance from the side yard setback of 15 feet.
In 95.
Correct.
I think the house was built in 93. I bought the home in 98 from a realtor, from Ted Lazuski. We didn't.
He had a variance.
That's not for what I'm here for, though.
Okay. Yeah, if you look on the case number 5685, I believe you all have a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is for the dwelling, and if you look at the survey that was provided, it references that variance. So it appears that one was, because the dwelling doesn't comply either,
but
got a variance for that. So
okay.
We wanted to make sure you had that in the record because it does have some, perhaps some historical benefit to you. I know it talks about 404 wetlands in the minutes, so there is some evidence as well.
In the back.
Found before.
So there was never a variance given for the quantity?
Not for this,
And
no.
When do you think
no.
it was put up?
That's what I don't know. My pictures used to have dates on them, and I found pictures. There's no dates on them, and I don't have any canceled checks of his. It was done by an ex-husband, now an ex-husband.
All right, are there any questions from members of the board?
Is it a neighbor who complained about this, or did the county find
it? No, no neighbors complained about it. I'm now ready to sell the home. And so I told my realtor from the get-go that this was going to be a problem.
So I can assist with that. So as part of the sale process, a survey is prepared and submitted to P&Z, and we picked it up when the survey came through our office.
I had it surveyed and then had it sent.
Correct.
All right.
A couple of questions. How do you, it doesn't matter, you're selling the property, correct?
Correct.
Hoping to. Okay. And we have a driveway encroachment, according to the survey?
That was when I bought the home. That was the driveway encroachment.
I'm looking at the survey.
Okay, that has nothing to do with the shed, right? There is a part of my driveway that extends out, and I have a letter through the process of going through everything, selling the home. I found a letter signed by Mr. Lozinski that he added to the driveway, the realtor, and if it would be a problem, he would remove it. That was there. That was in my paperwork. I bought back in 98. I never even realized I had that. But he has signed, his signature is on it.
Okay, so what we're dealing with tonight is just the
shed for the motorhome.
The structure, okay.
Yes.
All right, does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
Okay. The lot next door, is there a home on it? The lot next door, is there a home on it?
There is no home on it.
Is it wooded?
We're all wooded, yes. We're all wooded.
Where is your well and septic?
My septic is in the front of the house. The well is in the back, on the opposite side.
Okay.
I'm getting the nod from my husband. That is right.
All righty.
And how long has the building been there?
That I don't know. I know that it's been there more than 10 years.
Okay.
But I can't find any paperwork.
Okay.
And no complaints or nothing else on it?
I've had no complaints.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Sharp.
I see in the minutes it talks about there being 404 wetlands, and you mentioned that there is a slope.
The backyard slopes.
Okay. How far from that structure does it slope down? Is it like immediately after, or is it further in the rear?
It's on the side of that structure. The most of the backyard, all but maybe 4 or 5 feet, starts to slope down pretty drastic.
Okay, so a large part of the property is wetlands or in this slope?
I wouldn't say a large part, but in the back.
Trees.
Actually, really from the side of this shed in question, on the very side, it's sloped down.
So pretty much to the rear of the shed?
Is the wetlands.
Okay.
But all of that in the back and on the side of the shed, sloping down to where you see the woods, going down toward the woods, is all sloped.
Mr. Sharp, if it assists, we actually have a topography layer now that we can show the board.
That would probably be helpful.
And Mrs. Lepore, if she can, it's at the bottom under statewide.
And while she's looking for that, I have a question though. Is this a structure that could be moved off the property line? Is it something that is difficult to move elsewhere?
There are about 12 to 14 inch wide pieces of cement slab all around the building, and then on top the blacktop, and then this metal structure is bolted into the concrete. So it would not be a day's work.
So if I can just say, at the rear of the house, it's 40 feet above Dayton, and then all the way to the back of the lot. So the fall from the rear of the house is 40 feet above Dayton, all the way down to just hand right, Mrs. Lepore. I think that line is 30 feet above Dayton. So that's a fall of 10 feet.
10.
From top of bank to bottom of bank, which is quite steep. So. Mm-hmm.
Do you know who owns the lot next to you, the wooded lot?
I do. By name?
No. I'm just,
I do, yes.
Yeah, that's me.
He's now my neighbor, which is the next house, the next property up, but then he bought that.
I'll hold my question then.
All righty. Does anybody have any other questions for the applicant? Do you wish to say anything else this time?
No.
If you'll have a seat. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? You're in favor, would you like to speak?
Yeah.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
David Miller, 15625 Quail Hollow Road, Greenwood.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Yes, so, yeah, I own the lot next door. And the both lots next door, the house and then the empty lot. When we bought, we've owned the house, where the house is for a long time, since 1994. We bought the lot probably 15 years ago. And at the time, we had really no idea exactly where the property line was. Didn't really care. We just wanted the lot so that nothing would be built there. So when we, at some point, we were thinking about maybe building a building on the lot. So we wanted to know where the property line was, and that's kind of when we found out that, you know, that building was close to the property line. But we have no opposition to the variance, and it's not causing us any problem at all.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there anyone here in opposition of the application? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I'm going to make a motion to approve case number 12,366. I think it's a minimum variance, and I think the shed been there for 10 years. The neighbor had no problem with it. I think she met the standard for granting the variance.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.